You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has launched a plan to make Taranaki a global leader in hydrogen production. In New Plymouth last week, Ardern officially launched the H2 Taranaki Roadmap, which was funded in partnership with New Plymouth District Council. Hydrogen can be used as a fuel for heavy vehicles, and its only emission is oxygen. Venture Taranaki CEO Justine Gilland says it is an enormous economic opportunity to be well positioned as New Zealand transitions into a low emissions economy. However, Catherine Cheung from Climate Justin Taranaki questions the environmental and economic arguments for the Taranaki Hydrogen Roadmap released yesterday or last week. The group is basically saying that it is not moving towards a carbon zero New Zealand, and that it's holding on to fossil fuel use that we can get rid of with new technology. So here is Catherine. Could you begin by briefly explaining what the Taranaki Hydrogen Roadmap is and what it calls for?
Yes, the Hydrogen Roadmap is developed jointly by the New Plymouth District Council, Venture Taranaki Trust, which is the region's economic development agency, and a company called Healing Energy, who has expertise in hydrogen technology and energy in general. So these three agencies collaborated in developing the report. And the report is actually part of a wider action plan called Tapu Aroa, or Making Way for Taranaki Action Plan, which was published last year, looking at where Taranaki wants to go, knowing the constraint of fossil fuels development, because we have the zero carbon target by 2050. So they're trying to future-proof the economy, basically, within that constraints, and what should we further develop or investigate that would be in agreement with the zero carbon target. So the hydrogen roadmap comes out as part of this wider action plan within the energy future part of that action plan.
And what does the Taranaki Hydrogen Roadmap call for?
Basically investigate the possibility of making hydrogen as an energy storage. And but what it has done, the Hydrogen Roadmap has done, is looking at how to prolong the fossil fuel industry and chemical industry like urea and methanol, which to our group, and I think people who are following the climate and emission issues would have concerns about producing more urea from hydrogen or from hydrocarbon. They are still a problem, because when urea is used on farm, it emits nitrous oxide and it promotes further industrial farming.
Could you tell us a little bit about what hydrogen, the process of making hydrogen, is, and why that's a problem?
So traditionally, urea and methanol are made from natural gas, which oil and gas, and then you make these products from it. So the proposal is to make hydrogen, and then hydrogen could be made from natural gas or water, and because making hydrogen from water is so expensive, globally, almost all the hydrogen is made from natural gas. You can make it from water, but it's only a very small percentage. And the roadmap does say that we're going to invest in making hydrogen from water, but that is not now. And the roadmap is also supporting blue hydrogen, which is producing hydrogen from gas, natural gas and methane, and then storing the emission, the carbon dioxide. And again, carbon capture and storage is not proven. There are only 18 commercially operating carbon capture and storage facilities in the world, and they are full of problems. Most of these actually pump the CO2 back into oil fields to try and get more oil out. So to us, this is oxymoron. It's not really helping us to get out of, to get away from fossil fuel or truly reducing emissions. Also, it's very much dependent on whether we're able to find a reservoir that is secure underground to store these gases. And then who's going to ensure that there's no leakage? It also relies on the existing facilities, which to the proponent is a good thing because there are lots of old oil gas wells already in Taranaki. They want to use them for storage or at least use them to pump the emissions back underground. But the trouble is these are old infrastructures. Companies are only around for a couple of decades, some shorter. But we need the storage of emissions in the long term. Who's going to be liable when it leaks? How would we even know that it's not leaking? So there's a lot of issues in carbon capture and storage, and it would be far better to just say, let's make less emissions than saying, oh, don't worry, we can continue to emit greenhouse gas because we're going to capture it and stick it back somewhere. It's not a huge difference from nuclear energy. We make the waste, but don't worry, we'll put it down in a bunker, you know, for eternity. But nothing is eternal. And who's going to look after that? And when problem happens, the companies won't be here.
It sort of feels like people talking about these sort of proposals are scared of change, scared of moving away from something that can no longer work for the country or for the world. Do you agree?
Yes, change is difficult, and because Taranaki, we do have obviously a lot of industries that are dependent on the fossil fuels extraction, and it is difficult, but when you look at the bigger scheme of things, there are more jobs and opportunities in renewable energy, in decentralized energy production, distribution, that are smaller scale, but you actually have more jobs. We question, do we want to make more urea and make more methanol? And most of the methanol that's produced goes into making plastics. Very little of it is actually used as fuel. And this roadmap is proposing, oh, we're going to make methanol from hydrogen, made from water, which all sounds good, but a lot of energy is needed to make hydrogen in the first place. And we are making all these chemicals. It's going to compete with the amount of energy that New Zealand needs for itself to function, because we need the electricity, the energy to make hydrogen for export. Basically, they're talking about export revenue, exporting ammonia made from hydrogen or urea or methanol from hydrogen. But it's not about securing New Zealand's energy future or having a safe climate or having communities that are not so vulnerable. Because when you have these big projects, big power station or utility, when something goes wrong with that one plant, then the entire New Plymouth grounds to a halt. We had how many days? 3 to 7 days of water cut last year when a big storm hit and a tree fell on a water pipeline. So we need to look at strengthening resilience and smaller community base, whether it's energy or water security, rather than these big, almost I think big projects really that are governed by just a few companies, players.
Just finally, do you think that this report for the Taranaki Hydrogen Roadmap reflects a nationwide sort of lack of commitment to climate change action and moving away from using fossil fuels, or do you think that it's more of a provincial problem?
I'm hoping that it is just a provincial problem. I'm hoping that the rest of the countries won't follow us, which probably won't, because other regions don't have an established fossil fuel industry. Other regions are talking about making hydrogen from water using renewable energy like geothermal and wind. But again, we do have to question the efficiency, although the technology is improving. So there I think there is, it would be worth to investigating some more, but we need to just first agree on what we're going to make. You know, what are we making? The hydrogen for energy, yes, good, but hydrogen to make other things that don't contribute to sustainable living or food production are no use. I think other regions, it could be useful. Just Taranaki is a unique case, and we're hoping it doesn't become a blueprint.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.